Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Pei Dalet, and we have started Hachovel. We are into the next topic in Maseches Baba Kama. As we discussed, the first six prakim of Baba Kama are Adam Hamazik. Nizkei Mamon, and a little bit of Adam Hamazik, all about Nizikin. The seventh, ninth, and tenth parak of Baba Kama are about Geneva and Gzela, and the eighth parak is about Chovel. Why is it broken up? So that's a good question. Maybe we'll talk about that at the beginning of the ninth parak. But 7th, 9th, and 10th really are one sugya, Geneva and Gzela, while Chovel is in the middle. Either way, yesterday we started Chovel on Shabbos, and the first blot quotes about 9 sources. How do we know that ayin tachas ayin, meaning when you wound somebody, the punishment is not you get wounded yourself. We don't say an eye for an eye literally, as it says on the Hammurabi Code, out the thousands of years ago, it says an eye for an eye. I checked it up last night again, just to make sure. If you gouge out your friend's eye, your eye will be gouged out. That's what they paskin. But we don't paskin that way, based on at least 9 sources, some accepted and some rejected. We paskin against the Hammurabi Code. And therefore, we say that it is money that you pay, and you don't pay your own goof. The Rambam, interesting formulation, at the beginning of the Chovel, when he says this, he says, "Zesh nemar b'Torah kasher yitin mum ba'adam keni nasein bo, eino lachbo b'zek moshe chalav b'chaveiro." It doesn't mean that you should get wounded as you wounded your friend. We don't say an eye for an eye. Ella shehu. But the question is, the Rambam is dealing with. And the Rambam doesn't always deal with this. So why does it say that in the Torah? Right? If it's not meant to be an eye for an eye, so why does it give us that misimpression? Ella shavrahu ra'ui lachasro aver olach bobo kimosha asa. It's in lieu of. Really, you should get your eye knocked out if you knocked out his eye. You should. The Torah, you know, says you could pay. But really, that's what you should feel like. It's as if. It's as if. You shouldn't look at it as a totally separate payment. It's as if. Right? Similar to, well, hopefully we'll talk about Wednesday night, when you give a karban and the karban's blood is sprinkled. It's as if your blood is sprinkled. It's as if. Right? It's a symbolism. But so to hear, the money is in lieu of the wounding. The Rambam then continues, which we'll get back to this a little later also, very defensive and very strong, very unusual Rambam. Even though it seems like Torah Shebichsav, you should actually take out your eye for an eye, hand for a hand. Kulan mifurashin hein mipi Moshe me'ar Sinai. V'kulan alach lemaisa hein bi'adenu. Ukazer ro'u yavosenu donin bebeiz dino shel Yoshua ubebeiz dino shel Shmuel Haramasi. This is the Mishnah Torah. Right, the Rambam is saying, this is the way that every Bezdin, Moshe, Yeshua, since time immemorial, this is the way we passim, and this is what we do. Meaning he knows that there are those out there that want to argue. Who? The Karaites. The Karaites, an eye for an eye. If you look in the Eben Ezra on this Pasuk, Eben Ezra in this Pasuk quotes a machlokas, quotes a conversation between Rav Sadia Gaon and Ben Zuta, a certain Karaite. Says Rav Sadia Gaon, "Lo nuchal afarish pasuk zeh kamashma'o." Parshas Mishpatim, "Ki im adam hika in chaveiro v'sara shlishis arinav." We'll get to this in the Gemara soon. If somebody knocks out his friend's eye and takes away a third of his sight, "Eich yitachin sheyuka makekazos blitos efesu migras." How could you do that to yourself? Because you'd be able to be exact, taking away a third of the eyesight. "Ulai yachshich arinav kulo." Maybe you'll take away his whole sight. You burned him in a certain place. You know, how do you know? Maybe you're going to kill you, right? You're going to kill the person. Says the Eben Ezra, Ben Zuta told Rav Sadia Gaon, it says it. Rav Sadia Gaon answered him, quotes the whole conversation. It means the onesh. Uben Zuta Heshivlo. He continues, goes this whole conversation between the Karite and Rav Sadia Gaon. And then he says at the end, Rav Sadia Gaon gets up and says, stop it. You can't understand anything in the Torah unless you have Chazal. Ki kasher kibalnu al Torah min avos, ken kibalnu Torah shebal peh. Ein hefrish b'nehem. Says if Sadia Gaon, right, this is one of those halachas. There's probably 3 or 4 of them. Usfarat mimachar zashavus is another one. A few halachas which is a famous Karite and Misora Jew machlokas. That's why there's a strong emphasis in the Rishonim dafka by this halacha. So you have it by the Eben Ezra, you have it in the Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah. You have it right here. You have that long Rambam. This is the way we paskin forever and ever, and nobody should think otherwise. And finally, just the Gra that was off mentioned, but we have to mention it again. The Gra and the Parshas Mishpatim as well. We all know that, oh, it's the Gra. Of course, we've heard that already, but the Gra came up with it. Imagine before the first time we heard of it. Right, so the Gra says, Ayin Tachas Ayin. Even though we have 9 Mekoras in our Gemara on this daf, there's a remez in the Torah for it. It's not just purely Torah Shabbat, even in the Torah Shabbat. Ayin Tachas Ayin. What do you pay for an Ayin? Tachas Ayin. What's under the Ayin? What's under the Ayin? Go to the letters after Ayin Yud Nun in the Torah. After the Ayin, under the Ayin is a Pei, under the Yud is a Kaf, and under the Lamed, under the Nun is a Samach. So on the letters is Kesef. So Ayin, Tachas Ayin, what's under the Ayin? What's under the Ayin is Kesef, and that is what you pay. It's quoted here in the Petinim Shulchan Agra in Parshas Mishpatim. Kaf. What? Yud is a Kaf, and then right, Kesef. Okay, let's continue. A lot to say here. Again, Hachovel does not let us down in terms of the material of Bava Kama as we continue. Let's start with the two dots. Hopefully the two dots, 4 lines from the bottom. Tanya. So this is, I have number 2. Right? Number 1 was Ayin Tachas Ayin, right? Maybe I had an Ayin Mamish. It quotes different svaras. So now number 2, Reb Dustoy Ben Yehuda Omer Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamon. It means money. Ata Omer Mamon Eino El Ayin Mamish. You might think it means money, or does it mean an actual eye? Amart, you will say, what would you say if it's an actual eye? Harish Haisa Eino Shel Zakadola Veino Shel Zaktana. What happens if somebody has a big eye and somebody has a small eye? And you want to say it's literal? Hechani karei bei ayin tachas ayin. So it's going to be impossible to fulfill then. So you know if it's impossible to fulfill then, so it must be that that's not what the Torah means. It always means a certain amount of payment. What the hava mean? Well, let's finish first. We'll talk about the hava mina. V'chitema kol ki hai shokel mina mamona. And if you want to say, you're right, maybe it's an eye for an eye literally only when you have the same size eye. But if it's different, then you'll pay money. If it's one big one, well, then you'll pay money. Where it says you can't do that, a Torah Amra, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, Mishpat Hashav Alakochem. It's one law for everyone, right? One law for all perpetrators. So if you can't say some mean, one means some of them get the actual line, some get actual money. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Amri Maikushya, Dilma Nahara Shalka Mene Nahara Amar Achmana Nishka Mime. Maybe it should be, take it literally, but what it means, an eye for an eye means, the sight is equal. You took his sight, he'll take your sight. Don't look at big and small. So what's the Havamina? Big and small. Or is it a big eye, somebody has a small eye. So what exactly is the Havamina? So some of the Achronim say that no, the point the Havamina is that big and small mean big means healthy. Big means healthy and small means chalash. So the Havamina of the Menachah Shlomo says the Havamina of Reb Dustoy ben Yehuda is maybe you might think that if somebody has a weakened vision already, or you somebody has a full vision and you take it away, then how can you have an eye for an eye if you have weakened vision? You'll never be able. Of course, not big eye, small eye physically. But it means, even there you might say a certain level of vision. Now the Gemara says, so you might just say, no, take away whatever vision you have left. That's the maskana, right? Nahora shakal, nahora nishko. Dilote mahaki, because if you don't say this, if you don't say that there's got to be some flexibility in punishments, dilote mahaki, if you don't say that, what if you have somebody small? Rashi says a midget. Adam nanas. Somebody who's small kills somebody big. Somebody who's big will kill somebody small. You might say, how do you kill them? You might think it's got to be totally equal, right? If it's somebody small, somebody big, right? And if you take it literally, big, small, exactly. Ella, what's the answer? You don't look at the exact height of the victim and of the murderer. You don't just say, it's a life for a life. So too here, you should say sight for sight. And therefore, if it's sight for sight, you really can do an eye for an eye literally. And therefore, this makor is rejected. Again, what is that? The Havamina, Kot and Gogla, as we know, like the infinite value of every life, doesn't matter who you are. You'll have to be Michal Shabbos for the lowliest of the low. And, you know, there's no difference between the lowest Evid and Moshe Rabbeinu. But that makor is rejected. Tanya Idach. No respect, right? No respect. Tanya Idach. Tanya Idach. Short people. Tanya Idach. My last Old Testament in elementary school was height. So I was I was the shortest, one of the shortest in the class, and I grew a little bit in high school. But you could tell it was very obvious because on the basketball court I was the shortest shortest one. Baruch Hashem, we're trying to make up for it. But either way, Tanya Idach, last skinny line. Another makar. It is fascinating that the Gemara spends so much time trying to find the makar. The Gemara also is very strongly, don't think otherwise. But you might think, what do you need a makar for? The answer is because it sounds that way. Right? Sounds that way. That's why you need all these makaros. The Gemara spends a blot trying to figure out what the makar is. So, ta'ayin da'chazayin mamon, ata omer mamon, ela'ayin mamish, harishahaya suma visima. What if somebody is blind and he's blind somebody else? Kita v'kita. Chiger v'chiger. Right? If he's lame, or he's limping, and he then causes somebody else to get into the situation. Again, if you take it literally, and somebody's already blind, so you're not going to be able to blind them again, right? He's already blind. So therefore, how are you mekayim ayin tachazayin? So it must be money. Answers the Gemara again. Amri my kusha. What's the problem? Why don't you say whenever it's possible to do it, so then you do it. If it's not possible, you don't do it. Because if you don't say this, that you have the flexibility of when it's possible and when it's not, I'll ask you another kasha. Treifa sharegas hashalem, a treifa, somebody who is going to die, right? He's a treifa, and he killed somebody who is healthy. So says the Gemara, my avdinalei. What do we do with him? Why? Because what's the problem? So Rashi explains. Two aides are going to come to court and say Reuven killed Shimon. Reuven's a treifa. So you know what? That Edis we're going to throw out. Because that Edis she'iyata yachal hazima. Because these Edim that want to testify against Reuven, let's say they're considered Edim Zomim, they're Huzam, they're not going to be put to death because they tried to kill a Gavra Katila. They tried to kill somebody who was already on his way to death. You're right, we paskin, that if somebody hastens somebody's death, somebody's about to die in 5 minutes, and I kill them 5 minutes beforehand, I'm at least chayim yitzidei shamayim, I'm not allowed to do that. It's an iser ritzicha. But is Bezin going to put me to death? If they're a treifa, no. So therefore, so too here, this is Eidah Shieta Yachal Azima. So therefore, what are we going to do with Treifa Sharegas HaShalim? You're going to tell me, Mishpadecha Yelachem, all murderers have to get the same halacha, so you're not going to put any murderer to death? Ella, the Gemara says, Hecha de Efshar de Efshar, Hecha de lo Efshar, Patrin and Lezo. It must be, you go by when it's possible. When it's possible, fine. When it's not possible, then you wouldn't put him to death. So too here, you can say the same thing by Chavala. And therefore, again, we reject this makar. Because really, if it's just this makar, we have a svara to say that it is literal. The Gemara says the Brisa at the beginning of Masechah Smacha says Rove goes to Sin Lamisa, not Kol goes to Sin Lamisa. So it's definitely, definitely possible. It's not a Rove. It's a Rove. It's not a Rove. Rove Kol L'Chaim. Rove goes to Sin Lamisa. Not doesn't always work that way, but yeah, that's the Rove. But still, well, it might be a difference between a Goseis and a Treifa, right? Goseis is on his way, but it depends what type of Goseis. That's part of tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf of Kivish Nina versus the Rappos, Rappa Yerape. We discussed a little bit last week about the Revuas. All doctrine and dentists of every day is your Mechuyev, but especially tomorrow, you know, there's no excuse. actually, you're going to be on a plane. Okay, so the plane. Okay, so you listen online. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Gilyan Hashas on this Rashi. 1 minute. How did Rashi explain this Gemara? Gemara said, what's the Kasha? If there are Edim about a Trefa, so then we're going to throw out that Edus. And therefore, it's going to be a problem of Mishpadecha Yelachem. You have to give the same punishment for every Rotzeah. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, no. Think about what you just said, Rashi. If it's Edus Yetei Chalazima, therefore you're going to have to throw it out, and it's going to be a problem of Mishpadecha. No. If it's Edus Yetei Chalazima, you're not going to accept it in the first place. See, it's not going to be Edim that you can't kill, and therefore it's a violation of Mishpat Echad. There's not going to be Edim. Because it's Edim Shiyad HaChalazimah, you don't accept the testimony in the first place, there's no testimony that Reuven killed Shimon. You throw the whole thing out of court. So it would not be a violation of Mishpat Echad. Mishpat Echad means that there are Edim here that you cannot give the proper punishment to. Here, because it's Edim Shiyad HaChalazimah, you throw them out of court. Says Reb Kivager here. Kashali in Lilian Ashas. Kiva, duhu Edis, right, it's not one of those Sarach Iyuns. Look there. Kashali says the whole kasha. Kiva duhu edus yetu yachal azima lo mikri edus v'yamri shem abem is lo harag. Maybe Reuven didn't kill Shimon. V'yimkein mai parchinon hashaper miskai mishpat echad. There's no problem with mishpat echad. This isn't an edus that goes unfulfilled with a punishment. El te patrin and leiteleke edus the harag v'tzarech iyun v'tzarech iyun. So that is a problem with Rashi. So what exactly is the answer? But even before you. There's a, me and Rashi, Rukhiva is emphasizing there's a big difference between a Eidah Sheyetzer Yachal Hazima, where you cannot testify against a Treifa, versus a Suma, who cannot get blinded if he testifies, if he's blind someone. There's a big difference between the two. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying. You cannot compare the two. But just to have a little deeper appreciation of that distinction before we try to answer the question, the Rav Shimon Shkap, the Achronim quote this Rav Shimon Shkap, in the beginning of Shar Shvi Perak Aleph, in the Shar Yosher, Zion Aleph, Rav Shimon Shkap there discusses two Edom. What do the two Edom do? So number one, there's a big discussion. Two Edom, is it because we always assume they're telling the truth, or is it Xeris HaKasif? That's part one. Right, maybe one Edom is telling the truth, so we don't trust one Edom. So what about two Edom? Two Edom for sure telling the truth? No. The Rambam uses the Lashon Yisodiyat Torah, Xeris HaKasif. The Torah says you have to have some type of witness laws. So two Edom. But says of Shimon Shkap, two Edom don't just tell you what happened. Two Edom give the power to Beis Din to act. That's the power of two Edom. Laniyas Daiti Nira. Shahor Loni Yisod Gadol Be'ikr Mishpat Ha'edis Medinim Amenis. V'hu, Demasha Amra, Torah Pishnayim Edom Yakum Davar, Ein Kavanas HaTorah, Shoha Edom Yivaru Rak Ha'emes Lefnei Beis Din. Ela Shoha Edom Po'alim L'chadesh Eitzel Beis Din, Koach Chadash L'achtoch Hadin, V'lakuf L'kayimo Kishuras Hadin. Right, he says, what's the biggest raya? Let's say all of Beis Din witnesses Reuven kill Shimon. They still can't put him to death. It's not a din of just biror. Two of them have to function as witnesses, be accepted by the rest of the Beis Din, and then have to go through this whole charade for. They saw the murder! They saw it! The answer is no, because there's a special din that what gives the power of Beis Din to act? Edom testify, and that gives the power of Beis Din to act. That's Rav Shimon Shkap. So back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying, when it comes to Eidah Sheyetzer Yachal Hazima, so there is no Eidus in court. By the Kedus Veda Shiyadachal Achazima, by Rashi, the Edom aren't here, so Bezdin, their hands are tied, they can't act, they didn't get the koach from the Edom. The Edom are thrown out of court, so Bezdin can't act halachically. In the Suma case, they can't act practically. They want to inflict it, but the guy's already blind. So there's a big difference between those two. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is basically asking on the Rashi side of the Gemara, how can you compare those two? So, what's the answer? It's a great kasha, so what's the answer? So the Makar Baruch answers, one of the Achronim, Sha'af im ha'horig nasa treifa achar drisha v'chakira shel ha'edim kodin gemar din. Maybe he said, look, with a rukimta. Maybe he became a treifa only later. So you have to come up with a rukimta, but it's a very strong kasha that Rabbi Akiva Eiger has on Rashi. One other question. The Tosas Reed here says, once you're saying Eid Shiyad Achal Azima, there's no Mishpat Echad Yelachem, so what about Ben Gerusha? Right? First Tosas and Malchus. What about Edom Kam testify about a Kohen that he's a Ben Gerusha and he can't do the Avodah? Tosas says you get Malchus. Gemara says you get Malchus. The Mishnah. Right? So Kashali. So that's also a violation of Mishpat Echad Yelachem. So says the Tosas Reed, no, there's a difference. By what he says and what he means, there's two different things. By Trefa, Ha Trefa Sheharag, why is this Eidah Sheyetzer Yachal Hazima? Because of the Treifa himself. He's a Treifa. Who's the cause of the problem? The Nidon or the Edom? It's only a problem of Eidah Sheyetzer Yachal Hazima, says the Tosas Rid, when it's the Nidon, when it's the defendant. When he's the problem, then it's Eidah Sheyetzer Yachal Hazima. But if the Edom themselves are the problem, we can't make them, you know, halalim, then it's not a problem. Meaning it's a formal type of din, it only applies here and not there. So the Achronim explained the Tosas Rid based on a Chakir we mentioned back on Daif Ayin Hey. What's the problem of Eidah Sheyetzer Yachal Hazima? Is it a Chashash Sheker? We think they're lying. If they know they can never become Edom Zomim, they must be lying. They must be going out on a limb because they're risking it. They can never become Edom Zomim. That's what Rashi said earlier on Daif Ayin Hey Mabez, that's a Chashash Sheker. Or do you say, no, not a chashash sheker? It's a formal din of Eidus. Eidus requires the efsharis v'yachal azima. Even if you know they're telling the truth, it's still going to be thrown out of court. So Tosas Rid must be saying the latter one, because why would you have such a difference? Who cares why it's Eidus v'yachal azima? Because of the Eidim, because of the defendant. Either way, they're going to lie. The answer is he must not hold that. He must hold that it's a formal din of Eidus. Part of the definition of Eidus is Yochel Lahazima. And if it's not Efshe Lahazima, then it's not Eidus. We discussed then the Machlokas Rambam Baal Amar. Do you need Eidus She Yochel Lahazima by Eidus She Bishtar? So the Baal Amar says no. Right? You don't need it by, right? You don't need it by Shtar. And the Rambam says, yes, you do need it by Shtar. And it is Efshe Lahazim, says the Rambam, by Shtar. So again, the Machlokas is, you know, do you need, Is it a din of chashash sheker? Then it should apply everywhere. But if it's a formal din of a definition of edus, maybe it's the only definition of edus shebal peh, and not the edus of edus shebech saf. Okay, a lot more here, but we continue. Says first Tosfos in Makkos also discusses this. Look at it. Weiter, where are we? Number four, about fifth wide line. The Rabbi Yisrael Tana, next try. Amar karkeni nasim bo. So do you shall give to him. After you wound, vein sin el mamon, giving means money. When you give a mum to your friend, that also means money. You gave him a wound. So amrei de veri bishmal kray yisera darshi. No, it's not really learned after the word yitain, but it's an extra pasuk. Michti, it says. Let's see. Ksiv ishit ish kitin mum ba'amito. Kasher also keni aselo. It says that whole pasuk. So keni nasin bo lamali. What do you need the extra pasuk for? It's not based on the content of the pasuk, but the fact that it's extra. Shrami na mamon. The extra pasuk must mean, don't take it literally, it means money. Kasher yitin mum ba'adam lamali. So how do you translate that word, kashi yitin mumba adam, the first part of the pasuk? So I did deboy the michtav keni nasin bo kazanami kashi yitin mumba adam. So it just makes the parallel pasuk, even though the real limud is the second half of the pasuk. Next, that one's accepted. Next, the Rabbi Chiya Tana, Amar Kra. That's one the Rambam quoted, I think, in bringing up Chovel. The Rabbi Chiya Tana, Amar Kra, Yad biyad, Davar hanita miyal yad. Right, Davar hanita miyal yad, something that's given from hand to hand. My niu mamon. Okay, that's money. Elamayata regel beregel nami hachihu. So what does regel beregel mean? Something that's given from foot to foot. What do you give from foot to foot? That doesn't make sense. So amei de berei bichia again. Kroy yisera kadarshi. No, it's not based on the content, but based on the fact that it's extra. Michti, let's see. Ksiv asisim lo kasher zomam lasos lachiv. You shall do unto them, right unto the edim, like you wanted to do to his brother. Edim zomamin. That's where the pasuk is. The yad biyad. If it's literal, yad biyad lamali. If it's meant to be taken literally, so what do you need the pasuk of yad biyad? Do what they wanted to do. So what do you think of examples for? They wanted to chop off the guy's hand, so you chop off the guy's hand. So it's literal. So what do you need that pasuk for? Shmami na mamon. It must mean don't take it literally. It means mamon. Regel beregel lamali. So what is that phrase teaching me? I kasiv yad biyad. Kasiv nami regel beregel. So again, that one is also accepted. We discussed in the past. Vasisim lo kasher zamam. The svaris of kasher zamam lo kasher asa. Right? Why did either it's exeris akasiv ultimately, or do we say like the Ramban says in Parsha Shoftim, Hashem wouldn't have let Bezdin put somebody to death if they really didn't deserve it, and therefore I write Elohim nitzav badas kel, and therefore you know that's the svara. Or do you say like this, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Smag that if they already put somebody to death, then putting them to death is not enough. It's not going to be a kapara for them anyway, right? They're too far. It's too far. Like the Smag says, if you give all your children to Molech, you're putter. Only if you give some of your children to Molech. Why? Because it's too far. It's not enough for a kapara. Abaya Omar, Asya mitzana de bechizkiya. You learn from tana de bechizkiya. Tana de bechizkiya, ayin tachas ayin nefesh. Tachas nefesh, lo nefesh v'ayin tachas nefesh. Bechizkiya says an eye for an eye, not a and a soul for a soul, but not a soul for an eye for an eye. If you want to say it's literally, you knock out his eye, sometimes it's going to come out that you're going to take out his eye and kill him by mistake, but instead of his eye. As you're blind to him, you're going to kill him, so that's why you can't take your chances. Ask the Gemara, why not? Well, my kushi, what's the problem? Dilma mimanam dinan lay. You go send him to a doctor beforehand and he estimate. Can he handle it? Imatzi makabel avdinan. Right, if he can handle it, fine. Vilo matzi makabel avdinan. Just like my malchus. Or just like my malchus. The Gemara says, "V'yam dinan dematzi makabel avdinalei v'nafak rucha." And if you estimate that he could accept it, and you did it, and he dies, imayis lemos. If he dies, he dies. What can we do? Milo tnan gabi malchus. Don't we have in malchus? Do have a mace? Let's say you estimated that he can handle the malchus, and by mistake he died. Tachas yado pater. He's pater. So what's the problem? So therefore, there wouldn't be a problem of ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. So that malchur is rejected. Next, number seven. Resvid Mishrei the Rabba Amar. What was the Hava Mina? It might be a different kind of punishment, the Malkus and the Ayin. Here the punishment is Malkus, we're giving a punishment, but it's not supposed meant to be parallel to anything. Here the point is to be parallel, and if you're not going to have the parallel, So maybe it undermines the halonish in the first place. Rezib mitzvah the Rava Amar krap petzet achas patsa litain tsar b'makom nezek. We had earlier. We're gonna have later tomorrow. Litain tsar b'makom nezek. You not only have to pay nezek, as we said in the Mishnah yesterday, the five payments. You also have to pay for the pain. You have to pay for the pain. How is that figured out? We discuss. We'll discuss it again. And if you say it means literally that you, it means that you get wounded after you wound. So just like the one, the victim had pain. So why should you have to pay for the pain? You're gonna have pain too. So the fact that you have to pay for the pain, it must be because you're not getting any pain. The Gemara says, "My kushya, what's the problem? Dilma, there are different levels of pain. Ika inish de mefanik isleit zara tvei. There are mufunakot." Right, there are people who are very sensitive to pain. They have a lot of pain. Vika indish devoma phonic leslie tsara. Right, therefore there's different levels of pain. Even in a family, where we each know we have different levels that we can handle. Lamai nafkamina lebisvi lehayach debene bene. Right, the mai nafkamina to pay the difference. Meaning, at the different levels of pain, so you might have to pay the difference. Therefore, that's what it means you have to pay the tsara malakam nezek. So again, who says this is no raya, that you're not going to pay? Maybe it is literal. Okay, we reject that one. The Meiri says, halacha l'maisa, based on this, if two people fight with each other and they each hurt each other, you don't just say, okay, it equals out. No, you figure out exactly what the damages are, what the chavala is, they got to pay the difference. Repabashi, the Rava Amar, Amar Krav, Rapa Yerape, Litain Rafu b'makam nezek. You also have to pay the doctor's bills, b'makam nezek. And again, v'yisachadat ha-mamish, if he says literal, k'yechi dehai b'ayasya, just like the one who you hurt in the first place has medical bills, hainami b'ayasya. So again, what would you have to pay for? If it's if it was literal, then you wouldn't have any doctor's bills because you have your own. So the Gemara again says, "My kushya, what's the problem?" Hayi means fast, right? Some people get healed quickly, some people get healed slowly. So there are different bills. So again, no raya. So a lot of these are rejected. So at the end of the day, there aren't so many makoros that are accepted. Ravashi Amar, last one. Asya tachas tachas mishor. You should pay an ox for an ox. Just like over there, you pay an ox, the value of an ox. So too here, if your ox killed an ox. So my chazit yalfas tachas tachas bishar. Why do you learn the zera shava from there? Nail of tachas tachas me adam. Learn it from adam. Right, if you kill somebody, you have to be killed. Malahalan mamash avkan mamash. So why do you learn it from behema? Learn it from adam. Right, there's a meiri. Meiri in Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Meiri says, Gzeira Shavas, right, we know you cannot darshan a Gzeira Shavas by yourself. The words were passed down from Rebbe to Talmud. But the exact which parsha you compare, that wasn't always clear. Here's a great example of it. The word Tachas, they know there's a Gzeira Shavas with this word Tachas. But to which parsha? There's a machlokas here. So the Gemara says, Amri, done in Ezekim, and Ezekim may done in Ezekim may Misa. No, we'd rather compare Nezek to Nezek, and not Nezek to Misa. So Chavala here is called Nezek. Interesting. Chavala is called Nezek. Is Chavala more like Nezek, or is it more like Ritzicha? Right, the Rambam goes from Min HaKal El HaKaved in Hilchas Nezikin. Right, Hilchas Nezikin, he starts off with Hilchas Nizke Mamon, and then he goes to, which would you have put next? The Rambam has Nizke Mamon, and then he has Geneva, and then Gezela, and then Chovel, and then Rotzeach. Right, so it's he has Geneva first. Gezela seems to be more chomer in a certain sense, maybe the Misa. But then he has Chavala in between Geneva, Gezela, and Misa. So you compare Nezek to Nezek, it's better. Adarabba, says the Gemara. No, done in Adam Adame, done in Adam Behema. No, it's better to learn Adam from Adam. Nizke Adam from Misa's Adam. So El Amar Ravashi, Mitachas Asherina. No, so you learn Adam from Adam. There's another Tachas that appears by Adam, by Nezek. Yolafle, Adam Adam and Ezekim and Ezekim. Fine, period. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ayin Tach Zayin Mamish. Rabbi Elazar says, take it literally. Mamish Lachat Aytach. Rabbi Elazar passes like the Hammurabi. Rabbi Elazar says, no. Rabbi Elazar, less like Kohani Tanoi. He doesn't pass like all these Tanoim. How can he do that? So, Hammurabi, Lomar, no, it means Shein Shamanoso Ke'eved. No, it means that you don't evaluate him like an Eved. That's what it means, literally. Whereas, Amalei Abaye, El Kaman Kemen Chorin. So how do you evaluate him to know what to pay? Like a Ben Chorin? Ben Chorin, Miyisle Dami? A Ben Chorin is never evaluated. You have to evaluate him like an Eved. So El Amar Ravashi, no, this is what Rabbi Eliezer meant. Lomar, Shein Shamano So Benizik, El of a Mazik. You pay the Dmei Mazik, like the Dmei Ayin of a Mazik. Tosu says this is like a Kofar payment. just like we had earlier in the Masechta, Demei Mazik, Demei Nizik, so too by Chavala, it is a type of kofar payment, and therefore you pay Demei Mazik. Period.
How do you assess Demei Mazik? How do you assess Mazik?
Right. So you go back, meaning you accept if it was an Eved, but what he means is Mazik and not Nizik. You accept that he was an Eved. You are shaman him ke Eved. The Maharaz Chayas here asks, what did the Gemara say? He argues on all these Tanaim? Well, what's his Tana? Why can't he argue on all these Tanaim? Plenty of times we have a Tana against many other Tanaim. So why can't he argue on all these Tanaim, says the Maharaz Chayas? Says the Maharaz Chayas, you can't do that. You can't say that. Why? Nira be'enai. That is why the Rambam says what he says. Which Rambam? The Rambam we read at the beginning of Shir today. What did the Rambam emphasize? This has been the din from Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun and every Bezdin. Says the Maharaz Chayas, the Rambam has, he doesn't say the whole thing, but we mentioned in the past, the Rambam has, in his Hakdamah to Pirshei Mishnah, there are five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. Five parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. One is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. One is Dvarim HaMesurim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Two, and then he has, number three is everything learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos and the Drashas. That's the largest category. And then number four is Takanas, and number five is Gzeres. Right? Those are all parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam says, Pirushim HaMukubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So the one that I mentioned, that one is, which I mentioned that twice, that's not Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam has a very limited view of what Halacha Moshe Misinai is. Remember, we said earlier, Tsroros, according to the Rambam, might not be Halacha Moshe Misinai. We said back in the first and second parak. But what's the difference between Halacha Moshe Misinai and Devarim HaMufarashim Mekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu? Halacha Moshe Misinai has no remez in the Torah. There's no way you could have figured it out. Devarim Pirushim Mekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Yesh Lahem Remez Bakasuv V'Efshel Lahotziyem B'Derech Svara V'Zeh Ein Bo Machlokes. There's never been a Machlokes about this. The Rambam says, like Esrog, Priyetz Hadar. So Priyetz Hadar is an Esrog. Right? So it's not totally illogical. It's a beautiful fruit. Creates Hadar, so it's an Esrog. Right? Nobody's argued on that. Nobody said it's a quince. Nobody said it's something else. It's a lemon. It's always been an Esrog. That's a Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's another one, says the Rambam? Ayin Tachazayin. This is a Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. And nobody said otherwise. It's not crazy to think money for an eye. That's so illogical. Right? Other Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's, where it's a real Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, totally Shiurim. Shiurim one. It's a Kezias. It's logical that it's a Kezias. Why is that logical? Purely from Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Maharaz Chayas, that's why Rabbi Elazar can't argue. Because the Pirush HaMekubal from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not just a bunch of the Tanaim, but it's a Pirush HaMekubal, and therefore he cannot argue. Period. Is it hard to value Dei Mazik? I mean, you have to see how much he would be worth as an Eved with and without an eye.
But he doesn't have the problem.
He doesn't have the right. You have to evaluate how much he would be worth without the eye. That's what you have to do. There was a chamra, which when I read this, I made the same mistake that the following Amora is going to make. Right? So, ahu chamra, there was a donkey. The katayada diyanuka that ate the hand of a baby. Also, the kamadira papa bar shmuel, came in front of papa bar shmuel. Amar lehu, zilu shumale, arba advarim. So, you have to pay dal advarim. Got to pay the dal advarim. Amar le rabba, vana chamisha tana. What do you mean? There are five things. Nezek, sari, bishavis, and moches. Amar le labarbi, nezek, amina. I meant, besides the nezek. Four plus the Nezek, right? The Tsar, the Nezek, the Reaper, the Shevis, and the Moshes. Armalei Abayev, Achamaru! Achamarim Shamele Nezek. It was a donkey. Right? A donkey only pays Nezek. Only a person pays the five things. So Armalei, oh, you're right. Zilu Shumalei Nizkeha. Okay, just the Nezek. Just the Nezek. Vaha Ka'avda Boyle Mishamye. Oh, don't you have to evaluate him like an Eved, the baby? So Armalei, Zilu Shamele Ka'avda. Yes, go be evaluate him like an Eved. No. I don't want to put him on the slave market. The Sila Bei Milsa, it's like it's mezuzah. It lowers him, even if you're just doing it for estimation. It's not your money. It's the kid's money. You can't be mechayiv him based on because you just think it's a zilzul. So Amalahu, he says to him, don't worry. I'll appease him when he gets older. I'll make it all good. I'll explain to him. So that's why it is a lamb. He has Tosfos. How could Papa Paskin without knowing the Metzius? Right? He's like, oh, this is what you pay. He didn't know it was a person, not a donkey. So he said, no, they told him it was a chamra. And he thought that meant a donkey driver, not a donkey. That's what I thought when I read it. Right? That's a chamra. So he says, that's why he thought that it was the other Machovel. Right? Without knowing that's the Chuzshir Rims Kasha. He didn't know the Metzius. How could he Paskin? So he must have heard chamra. Tosfos also says on top, Hayasavrid Adam Iziko, because he heard a chamra. But also cotton, and also you have to say the cotton was old enough to be embarrassable, or else there wouldn't be boshes. would be boshes. That's all they have to say, that he was embarrassable. Okay, there's more here, but let's continue. There was an ox that chewed up the hand of a baby. Rahman al Islan. Also, the comment derava, Armaluhu Zilu Shaimuhu Kaabda, Evadinam like an Abed, Armuleva Maru de Amar, Kodisham Kaabed, Governasomi Babel. What do you mean? You said if you have to do any estimation like an Abed, that's that you don't do that in Babel. You don't do that in Babel, and we're in Babel. Armulu Trichadi Tafas. You're right, you don't do it. But you got to estimate it just in case he's toe face. If the victim grabs it away, so then you will have to know. Machlokas Rashi Rush here. So do you evaluate now just in case in the future he is toe face? That's what Rashi says. Or the Rush says, no, I meant that after somebody is toe-faced, then you have to evaluate to make sure he didn't take too much. Right, that's the Machlokas, Rashi and the Rush here. Rabbeinu Tam, if you remember, at the end of the first parak, on Daf Tezvav, Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that all these Tfisa cases means he grabbed the actual Mazik. He grabbed the Shor. That's what he means. And the Rush there, and all the other Rishonim argue, no, it doesn't mean he grabbed the Mazik. He grabbed the Demei Mazik. But that's a look back at Rabbeinu Tam there in Tosus Daf Tezvav. Says the Gemara, continuing, Rava Latayme, Rava goes according to his reasoning that he would not allow this to be collected in Babel, to Amar Rava, Niske Shar B'Shar, Niske Shar B'Adam, when you have an ox that gores an ox, or you have a person that damages an ox, Adam Amazik, Gobanosob B'Babel, that's collected in Babel, Niske Adam B'Adam, Niske Adam B'Shar, in Gobanosob B'Babel, but Chavala and an ox hurting a person, you don't collect those in Babel. Why? Well, my Niske Adam B'Adam, Niske Adam B'Shar D'Lo, why does Rava say you cannot collect half of the cases in Babel, Elohim be'inan v'leka, because you need judges that have smicha, Elohim be'inan, and you don't have them in Babel, so niske shar b'shar, niske v'shar ba'adam nami, Elohim be'inan v'leka, so you don't have them for anything. So don't you need judges? Don't you need Elohim for everything? So Ela, here we go. This is one of the two major sugyas of Shlichu Sayu and Shas. Ela maish no shor b'shar v'shar ba'adam, but why do we allow if an ox kills gores an ox, or if a person damages an ox, why do we allow that to be collected in Babel? Because we say that the judges in Chutz La'aretz are based on shlichus; they have permission to judge from the Dayanim of Eretz Yisrael. And even if Tosa says, even if they don't admit they don't exist today, we have shlichus going through generations, and across geographic lines. Shlichus Sayu. So midi dehavi ados valvos, just like by hodos valvos, if somebody lends. Lending money and admitting that you owe somebody money, that's judged in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because it would be impossible. Nobody would lend money if you wouldn't allow that, right, to have a court case about that. So just like the Shlichus Sayu about that, so the Gemara says, so why don't you say it across the board? Why don't you say Beis Din and Chutz La'aretz could judge all cases, even if they don't have the special smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Gemara says, Amri, so until we get to the Maskana, there are different forms of Shlichus Sayu. Kiyavdin and Shlichus Sayu. No, when do we say Shlichus Sayu? Which the Rivash says it's not really Shlichus, like in the regular sense. The Rivash in the Tshuva, Reish Chav Ches, says, Hahu lav Shlichus Gomerhu. Ela wrote Salomar, it means that the Milsa, the Shlich of Esmen Chisar and Kis, we'll get to that in a second. Anachnu Nasa Atzmenu, Ki'ilu Anachnu Shluchachem. Ukiilu bezin agadol shebe'eretz Yisrael hamamunin al kol Yisrael mimos Moshe Rabbeinu tiknu debahanu mili yuchlu ladun michach michutz la'aretz below smicha. It's kind of a permission. It's not really a shlichus. So that is shlichus sayah, which is a major discussion. The huge issue is this a din d'rabbanan or a din d'araisa? Because the Gemara says the reason is shlo tinodelis. The pashtus, the Rivash just said it. The Ramban, the Rashba, all the Rishonim hold it's a din d'rabbanan. The first Nesivus, Siman Aleph, in Choshe Mishpat, says, I beg to differ. I think Shlichus is Daraisa. You know why I think? My biggest Raya? How could we accept Geirin Bizman Hazeh? How could we accept Geirin Bizman Hazeh? You need Elohim. You need judges by a Geir. And yet we accept Geirin. And Geirin are allowed to marry. What, they're only married Midi Rabbanan? Midi Daraisa, they're still Gayim. And they're allowed to marry, and then it's Hafkas Kiddushin, it's Kumvaseh. You could marry, and all the Bias, and says Geirin Bizman Hazeh. It's the biggest Raya that Shlichus is Daraisa. It's the first Nesivus. And all the Rishonim seem to be against it, though. Well, because the Pasha, and the Siva says, Shlo Tino Delas was the motivation why Chazal interpreted Halacha this way. But it's really a Masra Kasal L'Chachamim. But it's really a Din D'Araisa. That's the first Sivas. Says the Gemara, so why don't you say it by everything? So the Gemara says, Amri Kiavdi Kikavdi Neshlichosayu, Bemidi Zekim Lon Begaveh, Bemidi, where there's an exact amount. If you know exactly. But if you have to estimate it, it's not exact. So we don't do shlichusayu. Yeah, it has to be estimated. So Gemara says everything has to be estimated. Everything, even an ox for an ox. We don't know exactly. How much is an ox sold for in the shuk? So everything has to be evaluated. The ode, and also, tashlum kevel tashlum dal vehei, tekitzi nevich lichusayu. Kevel and dal vehei, you know the exact amounts, and yet you can't do that in chutz la'aretz. So Amri, you're right. Maybe this is the chiluk. Ki gav din shlichusayu b'mamona. B'knasa lo av din shlichusayu. No, shlichusayu is only said by dini mamonis. But knasos, you don't say shlichusayu. So that knocks out the kevel on the dal vehei. But adam v'adam d'mamon hu nevich lichusayu chavala. Chavala, the nezek payment at least is mamon. Nezek payment at least. Rashi throws in the bach adds in the pekam payment. How much lesser of that he lessens in value? So Gemara answers kikad din shlichusayu b'milsa d'shchicha. Okay, when do we see shlichusayu by something common? That's why they did it, because by common cases that's why they give them the permission. Adam d'lo shlicha lo din shlichusayu. And if chavala, people don't fight with each other. Come on, that's not common. So therefore, physically. Right, physically, but how many fist fights break out? Right, so we don't do shlichusayu there. Gemara says, final question: Hari boshes d'shchiach nevish shlichusayu. What about the boshes payment? The bach takes out pagam. We should do shlichusayu. That's common. People embarrass about somebody else. Ami achinami. Hey, there is an amor that did it. The Rav Papa Avi Arba Meazuzu the boshes. Rav Papa collected 400 zuz for a boshes case. So Gemara says, well, let's a little Rav Papa. We don't pass him like Rav Papa. The shalachle Rav Chizdal or Rav Nachman. The shalachle chizda knasa kavabes b'bavel. You're collecting knasas in Bavel? So the Gemara says, this is the maskana, third line, underline. Ela ki adin and shlichusayu b'milsa d'shchicha v'isbe chisaron kis. You need two ingredients. It's got to be common, and it's got to be where if you don't judge the case, the victim is going to lose. Meaning, knasos are excluded, because knasos are extra. You didn't lose. So the Gemara says, I will miss with the shlicha, v'les bechizor and kiss. O ina inami, milso de lo shlicha, v'es bechizor and kiss, lo avdir shlichusayu, if it only has one. And therefore, hilka, adam ba'adam, by chavala, ava got this bechizor and kiss, kima de lo shlicha, lo avdir shlichusayu, boshes, by embarrassment, ava got the shlicha, even if it's common, kima de les bechizor and kiss, lo avdir shlichusayu. So you need both ingredients. Period. Let's just try to finish up to the two dots, and then we'll discuss the major issue of shlichusayu tomorrow. V'shar, b'shar, govin, b'bavel. An ox, damaging an ox, do you collect that in Bavel? But I'm a Rabba, Shar Shehizik, in Govinus of Bavel. Rabba says, you don't collect a Shar Shehizik. And the Azik Man, what's Rabba talking about? A Shar that damages who? Elema the Azik Adam, if it's a Shar that damages Adam, so my Arya Shar the Azik Adam, Avilo Adam the Azik Adam, Nami in Govinus of Bavel. So if Rabba means if it's a Shar that damages a person, you don't collect that in Bavel, it's anything that damages a person, even an Adam. Elapshita, what must Rabba be talking about? The Azik Shar. A Shar the Azik Shar. Viktani in Govinus of Bavel. And what did Rava say? That you don't collect it in Bavel. So Mara says, Amri, Hasam, Bitam, Hacha, Bemuad. Difference between Tam and Muad. Rashi quotes, we paskin Palganus Kaknasa, even though there was a Tufta on it. We say Tufta Vahalacha. Right? Palganus. Therefore, you collect Muad in Bavel and not Tam. The Gemara says, Vama Rava in Muad Bavel. You're never going to get to that stage. Right? If you don't do Tam, then you're never going to get to the case of Muad. So Amri di Iyayid Hasa Vaisulacha. No, he became a Muad in Eretz Israel. And then he came here. Cow, oxen don't usually move. Right? That itself is an uncommon. In uncommon cases, you don't do Shlichusayu. The Gemara says, Asura Banan the Hasa Viyaduhacha. Okay, the rabbis over there of Eretz Israel that have Smicha came and they made this animal a Muad here. So sof sof milsa lo shchicha, that's also lo shchiach. Who makes you read da in those times? The other milsa lo shchicha lo ka'avdin shlichusayu. So again, it's not common. So Ella, when did what was Rava talking about? What was Rava talking about that about in Bavel? Ella ki ka'ama Rava b'shein v'regel demuadin mitchilasa ninhu. Right, muad is talking about shein and regel. Right, Rashi quotes he knocked down on his friends, he scratched himself, any of that. All of those told his regal, told his Shane. That's where Rava said, you are Gova in Bavel. None of the Karen cases, but yes, Shane, and yes, regal. Period.
Shor b'shor?
I'm sorry?
Shor b'shor.
Yes, and that's what right, so that's what Rashi says. It means it's a Shane and regal case where a Shor damages a Shor. Let's say he scratches his back against the wall, and that wall falls on another Shor. You work it out. Rashi says, the Shor.
That's Shricha.
And that's Chisar and Kiss. Period. There is a huge discussion of, and the Shilu Kvetza says, L'chora Eish and Bar also. Because Eish and Bar are also regular case of of Neza cases. But the just the huge issue that we're going to talk about tomorrow, all the Rishonim deal with, Tosas here gives three answers. Throughout Shas, you find many cases where people are collecting Gneva and Gzeila in Bavel. So that's not Shriach. A, so that we'll deal with tomorrow. The other issue is the Rif. The Rif here quotes, the Minag in the Shtei Yeshivas. The Minag in the Shtei Yeshivas says the Rif is when somebody is Chayav HaKnas in Chutz La'aretz, we put him in Cherem until he pays it up. You don't do Dina Knas in Bavel. Chas V'Shalom. You just put him in Cherem. There's the Minag Shtei Yeshivas. Says the Rush, it's nowhere in Shas. The Rush quotes this Rif right here. There's nowhere in Shas. And the Rush says, I'm very uncomfortable with it because you know what? That is connecting Knas in Bavel. What, if you put him in Cherem until he pays, that's basically collecting Knesses in Bavel. So the Rush argues, it's quoting the Tur. The Tur quotes his Machlokas. The Tur quotes his Simon Aleph in Choshen Mishpat. He quotes the Rif, and he quotes his father, the Rush, Valo Nehira, She'en Lecha Guvayna Gedola Misu. And then he quotes Rav Shri Ragon. Shri Ragon says, this is what we do. It's Pasman Shulchan Aruch. V'samchu Chachamim Achron V'Rashi Yeshivas, because they saw there was Nezah Gadol, people are don't pay Knesses, and we can't, and our hands are tied, even beyond Shlichu Sayhu. So the Chassai already gave us a certain amount, but now the minhag was to go above and beyond. We basically, and the Rav Shri Ragon says, we don't say a word. We don't say, we put him in Cheirim. And then he pays. If he pays enough, says Rav Shri Ragon, then we'll say, okay, he's out of Cheirim. If he didn't pay enough, we'll just keep quiet. We'll keep quiet until we think he did enough. And once he does enough, we'll say, okay, he's not in Cheirim anymore. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, that's the minhag Shtei Yeshivas, even though no Knasos, beyond Shlichu Sayu, we find ways to do it by putting him in Cheirim until the proper time. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Shlichu Sayu. But tomorrow, tomorrow's being a doctor, going to a doctor. We discussed it a little bit last week. The Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, different types of illnesses. That's all tomorrow's daf. Are you allowed to go to a doctor for free? Right, all tomorrow's daf. Okay, so just a heads up. I'm going to try to give Friday's daf on Thursday night before I leave. My flight's Thursday night, but I'm going to try to give it Thursday night. And I hope, next week I'm not going to be here, but I hope that, I'm going to try, Sunday and Monday to have it online from there. And then the other days I'm traveling, I'm not going to be able to, but hopefully Sunday, Monday, so then hopefully we'll only miss 3 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday, 4 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So, we'll see. Okay.